KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, 33 degrees under mostly clear skies at KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. Today we look for a high of 76 degrees under partly cloudy skies. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. Today is the 40th day before Election Day, and the first day that absentee ballots may be voted in a county auditor's office in Iowa. Any Iowa voter may request an absentee ballot if they expect they cannot go to the polls on Election Day. Voting an absentee ballot may be done in different ways. Voters may vote in person in their county auditor's office during the regular business hours. The last day that a voter can vote an absentee ballot at the county auditor's office is Monday, November 5th. In Cass County, the auditor's office is located at Cass County Courthouse, 5 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Regular business hours at the Cass County Courthouse are from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Phone number at the auditor's office at the Cass County Courthouse is 243-4570. Voters may also request an absentee ballot to be mailed to their home. The last day to request an absentee ballot by mail is Friday, November 2nd at 5 p.m. KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A Corning woman was arrested Wednesday for writing bad checks. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports that Dorothy Snyder of Corning was arrested on Wednesday at about 11:20 a.m. She was arrested on two warrants for writing bad checks in Adams and Montgomery counties. She was being held on $900 cash bond. Cass County Health Systems and Cass County Public Health announced the availability of seasonal influenza vaccines here in the area. Community clinics are scheduled for the following dates and times. Coming up on Thursday, October 4th from 3 until 5 p.m. at Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. Friday, October 5th from 8 till 11:30 at the Griswold Medical Center. Friday, October 5th from 12:30 until 3:30 at Messina Medical Center. On Saturday, October 6th from 9 until 11 at the Cass County Home Care. That's actually 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., so all day on Saturday at the Cass County Home Care. And also on Thursday, October 11th from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Health and Wellness Center in Oneida. Charges for flu vaccinations at the community events will be the $30 for seasonal vaccines and $45 for the high-dose vaccinations for those 65 and older. Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Hawkeye can be billed, among others. Both injectable and mists forms are available at those community clinics. MidAmerican Energy has begun the process of studying potential locations to build a new nuclear power plant in the state. Company spokesperson Tina Potoff says the study is focusing on Fremont County and other counties in southwest Iowa in the southwest corner of the state.
When evaluating sites to include in this study, we look at things like geography, environmental issues, proximity to transportation routes, and proximity to existing transmission lines.
She says the study is in reaction to a law the legislature enacted in 2010 directing MidAmerican to look at and analyze the possible construction of nuclear power generated facilities.
We are in the process of beginning soil and environmental sample taking. That's a part of the study process to assess land suitability in the event that a determination would be made to develop the facility in the location. And it's important to note that no decisions have been made to build any generating facility in Iowa. This is simply part of the study process, and those samples will be taken at various locations in Iowa this fall. An overview of the study will be made available in 2013.
Crews moving around and taking soil samples have drawn notice from residents in the areas.
There's definitely been an interest in this, as there should be. We want to make sure that we're letting people know, especially in those sites where we might be on their land or their neighbor's land, that they understand what's going on. The sites under study also may be a good location for other generating facilities in the future, such as a natural gas plant if a nuclear plant is not pursued.
Iowa currently has just one nuclear power plant. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports several recent arrests in the area. On Wednesday, September 19th at about 3 p.m., 19-year-old Dustin Wayne Griffin of Pacific Junction was arrested for violation of probation. He was being held on $25,000 bond. On Thursday, September 20th, two people were arrested. At about 4 p.m., 27-year-old Brenton Charles Gordon of Omaha was arrested for burglary and interference with official acts. He was held on $5,300 bond. Then at about 9 p.m., 31-year-old Don Mary Utley of Sioux City was arrested for fifth-degree theft. Utley was held on $350 bond. On Friday, September 21st, two people were arrested. At about 4:30 p.m., 41-year-old Don Matthew Stipe was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. He was held on $1,000 bond. Also at about 4:30 p.m., 32-year-old Jessica Jo Hoggison was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and disorderly conduct. She was held on $600 bond. Taking a look at state news here on KJAN, Governor Branstad has named a large conference room in the state capitol in honor of former Governor Robert D. Ray. Branstad announced the honor yesterday on Ray's 84th birthday. Ray and his family joined Branstad for a brief ceremony Wednesday in Des Moines. Fire officials say sparks from a grinder ignited a fire that destroyed a building near the town square in downtown Centerville. The Tuesday afternoon fire gutted a building that was home to a shop called the Gypsy Quarter. Fire officials blamed the blaze on a contractor who was doing metal work on the roof. It took firefighters 3 hours to bring that blaze under control. And prosecutors have filed first-degree murder charges against a former resident at an Iowa residential care facility after a man is accused of attacking, died. As reports say that Cedar Rapids reports say that 35-year-old Matthew Braun is accused of assaulting 57-year-old Chris Simpson at the Prairie View Residential Care Facility last week. Taking a look now at world and national headlines on KJAN, President Obama and Republican rival Mitt Romney have simultaneously scheduled appearances in different parts of Virginia today. The two had an all-day duel yesterday in Ohio over who can do a better job on the economy. Obama has a new ad on the subject to air in 7 key states. Romney speaks to a veterans group today. Greece's finance minister says the heads of the 3 parties and the governing coalition have agreed to essential austerity measures for next year that are key to continuing emergency loans. Once they finalize the deal, the measures will be presented to Greece's debt inspectors for the necessary approvals. And global health officials are telling doctors to be on the lookout for new cases of a virus related to SARS. But they say there's no sign the disease is behaving like the killer virus that killed hundreds of people in 2003. The new virus has been found in 2 people from the Middle East. 1 man died from that virus. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Mary Gervais Jerry Barron of Audubon died on Monday at Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Massive Christian burial for Mary Gervais Jerry Barron will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmer Lyon of Greenfield died on Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Flossie Zimmer Lyon will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. A memorial mass for Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. 88-year-old Bertha Hansen of Elkhorn died on Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Bertha Hansen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Gravesite services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. 75-year-old Kenneth Hansen of Atlantic died on Tuesday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Kenneth Hansen are going to be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at a Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 57-year-old Larry Beckendorf of Exira died on Tuesday at his home in Exira. Funeral services for Larry Beckendorf will be held on Monday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 70-year-old Arnold Duval of Lacona and formerly from Kimbleton died on Tuesday. Services for Arnold Duval are currently pending as Hamilton Funeral Home in Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. And 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning of Harlan and formerly from Irwin died on Monday at her home in Harlan. Private family services for Ruby Browning have already been held, with the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan handling the arrangements. That's our news on KJAM, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Brett Johnson, reporting for KJAN News.